The Purpose of the Old Testament Scapegoat by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. Leviticus 16:21-22. I first heard of the Old Testament scapegoat about 10 years ago when my pastor taught about the Jewish Day of Atonement. Once a year, the priest would make an atonement for the children of Israel by confessing the sins of the people and symbolically putting them on the head of a sacrificial goat. The goat would then be sent into the wilderness, never to return. Jewish tradition even says that the goat was led to high, rocky places where it would face certain death. After all, they didn't want the goat wandering back into town along with all of their sins. Praise the Lord, there is no longer a need for a scapegoat. Jesus bore the weight of every sin on his shoulders. It wasn't a symbolic act, but rather a literal bearing of sin and shame for the entire world. Christ's death on the cross and his resurrection established the final and complete sacrifice. Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and offerings for sin you did not desire nor had pleasure in them. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By that we will have been sacrificed through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10:8-10. There is no more waiting for a yearly ceremony to cleanse us. There is no guesswork when it comes to our sanctification. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and the sins he bore once and for all will not wander back into town, for he has removed them as far as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:12.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.